I'm gonna go a couple shades darker today in order to highlight the light. The light is always brightest when the night is darkest. So I'm gonna go into the dark night, but just briefly, because I don't really like to spend much time in the night. There was a time that's frozen in my memory, preserved really as a specimen of hope. And I'd like to briefly share about that moment. Once the night was so dark and so heavy, it felt like I could not get up. You know those science projects when you were a kid, and you had to collect all the insects and freeze them. It's quite inhumane. Now that I think about it, I would never do it today, but you collect them and you either put them in a bag with some kind of a chemical or you freeze them and they die and you get a styrofoam little board and a bunch of sharp pins, and you take those insects and you line them up well in a line and you hold them down and you take that sharp pin and you put it right through their chest. It cracks and it moves through, sometimes with resistance but sometimes with no resistance, and then you hit the styrofoam and you stop. Your insect is pinned. It cannot move anywhere. It's dead or practically dead. Then you label it and you move on. It's a grim depiction of what I was feeling, but it was what I was feeling. That is how I described my darkest night. It was also literally at night when there was so much emotional, spiritual, cosmic weight pinning me down. I was on my back already and I could not get up. I could barely breathe. It was as if there was 300, 400 pounds sitting on my chest. And I felt that infinitely long pin needle driving into my chest between my heart, and it was just holding me in place and I could not move. This lasted for several hours until I remembered that I was connected to the divine. I opened my eyes, breathed, and spoke his name, Jesus. And I kept speaking it, and I kept speaking it. It was all that could come to mind. And I kept speaking it, and I kept speaking it. And as I kept speaking his name, I remembered who I was. I was connected to something infinitely powerful. It was inside of me. I called upon that divinity. And that light grew and grew and grew inside of me. And it lightened the darkness as if it was a shield of light in the form of maybe a ball or something. And it just grew and grew. And as it grew, the darkness got farther and farther from me. Air returned to my lungs. It was still nighttime, but I could open my eyes and I did not fear. I sat up And from that moment forward, I remembered who I was. And I started to live with that light inside of me, never being able to be touched again, pinned down to a styrofoam board again. That light became an impenetrable shield of love.